Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Sunday, October 30th, 2016. Today he is telling us that all we need do is be. The love that you are longs to flow through you freely and constantly. Humanity is on course and on schedule, and the awakening is progressing beautifully. It may well seem to many of you that the world is in chaos and that that state is deepening. But what is happening is that the awakening process is stirring up many unaddressed issues that have to be resolved and released for the awakening to proceed and come to completion. You are all dealing with these issues magnificently, just as you intended before you incarnated, to assist fully in the awakening process. Many on earth are very confused as their unaddressed and unacknowledged issues arise into their conscious awareness, and you, the light workers and light bearers, are, by your constant intent to be, share and extend love to all on the planet, doing sterling work in this massive assistance program for humanity. It is completely successful because, of course, it has already been accomplished. Let go of your focus on linear time. It is an aspect of the illusion that only confuses you. Just remember that there is only the ever-present now moment in which the love that is creation enfolds and embraces all without even the most infinitesimal break or interruption. There is no separation. There is no illusion. There is only love, God, Source, the supreme and wise intent that flows eternally throughout creation, embracing and enfolding all life in utter joy. What you experience as humans on earth, even in your most ecstatically happy moments, however brief they always seem to be, gives you absolutely not the least idea of the joy that awaits you on your awakening. You have all worked hard through many lifetimes to bring humanity to this amazing moment in its spiritual evolution. Of course, you are all spiritual beings having an embodied human experience, but the vast majority of humans have no idea what that entails. You have been seriously misled throughout the eons because the messages from the spiritual realms, through prophets, mystics, wise ones, and channelers, which were offered with great love to guide you home, have been regularly misinterpreted by well-meaning souls who are, like most humans, filled with guilt and fear because of their choice to separate from Source. Consequently, they, on your behalf, invented gods who were but images, hugely enlarged to give them an appearance of power and majesty, of the more authoritative and coercive leaders of those ancient times. And those gods, like those leaders on whom they were modelled, had to be honoured, respected, feared, and kowtowed to in order to avoid severe punishments. Finally, you have realized that God, Source, the divine and supreme intelligence, is love. Love does not impose, demand, cajole, threaten, judge, or punish. It only loves. Every one of you is one with God, incorporated into or enlaced within the Source that is all that exists, because that is how and where you were created. And separation from that Source is impossible, inconceivable, and utterly out of the question. You are always and eternally one with God. There is nowhere and no thing else. You have just chosen to be unaware of your true nature in order to play games of separation. And the persuasive forcefulness of your state of unawareness has allowed you to invent and play the most horrendous and terrifying games that have caused you intense and totally unnecessary suffering. It is time to awaken from the unreality of that state of unawareness and to claim your divine inheritance. It enthusiastically awaits your decision to release your fearful hold on the illusion so that you may once again experience the deep and, in your present state of unawareness, utterly inconceivable joy of oneness with your ever-loving source. In the spiritual realms, all are focused on humanity's awakening, cheering you on most enthusiastically and providing guidance and help in every moment to all who ask for it. The help available to you from the spiritual realms is limitless, but you must ask for it. We cannot override your choices, your intentions, or your wishes, because, like all of God's holy children, you are sovereign beings who are completely free to accept or refuse our assistance. Some of you do seek our assistance and then refuse it, mostly because it does not appear to align with what you, in your state of severely limited understanding, believe is the path that you are meant to be following. One of the aspects that the illusion encourages is a belief that you should be strong and independent, not needing or accepting help of any kind. Consequently, quite often when one of you has an unexpected spiritual wake-up call, you tend to assume that you know the next step on this new and unknown path, and you use your egotistically driven but severely limited intelligence to lead you forward. Many have done this, and it often leads them into great and unnecessary suffering. A spiritual wake-up call seldom requires you to completely change direction and walk away from your human responsibilities. Mostly it requires you just to alter your perspective and change your behavior. Then the love that is your true nature can emerge from where it has lain hidden and unrecognized into the light of day and interact positively and creatively with the energy fields of your loved ones, your friends, and your workplace associates. When you open your hearts and allow the love that resides there to flow freely, it directly affects all those with whom you interact. There is no need either to proselytize or to tell others of the amazing experiences you have undergone, although you may certainly do so if you feel the intuitive nudge. All you need do is live from your hearts, allowing the love residing there to flow abundantly and constantly, as it will unless you restrain it. Then your energy fields expand enormously and have very positive effects on all those with whom you interact. You don't need to do anything, just be. The love that you are, each and every one of you without exception, longs to flow through you freely and constantly. It is the life force that powers your human form, so it is not possible for you to completely halt its flow without permanently laying down that human form. The more you restrict its flow through you, the less energy you have. It is your élan vital. It wants only to flow and bring joy to all. There are very few among you who have not, at some point in your human lives, been in the presence of someone who is powerfully loving, and then physically felt the energy flowing through them. Well, every one of you, without exception, can engage with love in like manner, and you can do it simply by living from your hearts, living wholeheartedly. You are all divine beings, and your earthly task as humans, the task you incarnated to take on, is simply to be. There is no need or requirement to search for meaning, because you are meaning. Love is the meaning. There is no other meaning, and there is no need for any other meaning. Just be yourselves and feel and experience the love that you are reflected back to you in every human interaction in which you engage. Let go of the fear that encourages you to hold back. Fear is of the ego and is unreal, as you will understand and experience when you choose to disregard it. Love the part of you that feels the fear. Comfort it compassionately, and then show it, by engaging with love, that there is nothing to fear. With so very much love, Saul.